This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a I'm Michael Brown. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older, as well as others at a high risk of severe illness. The U.S. panel also recommended that people 50 to 64 years old with underlying medical conditions get a third shot. It also endorsed people ages 18 to 49 who have an underlying medical risk access to another dose. The committee refused to approve a third shot of Pfizer vaccine for people working in high-risk exposed settings to COVID-19, such as healthcare workers. The special U.S. envoy abruptly resigned, attacking the administration of President Trump. He buys as, in his words, a humane and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Indian country, who has held the just 2 months, hence the U.S. approach to Haiti, in his words, remains deeply flawed. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but it is sending us back on 7 flights to their home. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South Korea's call to declare a formal end to the Korean War is premature, as there is no guarantee it would lead to the withdrawal of the U.S. hostile policy toward Pyongyang. North Korea's state media, KCNA, reported the statement Friday, citing the vice foreign minister. South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday repeated a call for a formal end to the Korean War in an address to the UN General Assembly, and proposed that the two Koreas, with the United States or with the United States and China, make such a declaration. After 3 years of war, North Korea signed an armistice with South Korea in 1953. However, the formal state of war between the two nations still exists. Police say a lone gunman opened fire inside a grocery store in the state of Tennessee, east of Memphis, killing one person, wounding 12 others on Thursday. The Chief Dale Lane of the Collierville Police Department said some of the victims suffered serious wounds. He said police SWAT team officers found the gunman dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities are looking into a motive for the attack. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol has suspended four members of Donald Trump's administration, including Mark Meadows, who served as Trump's White House chief of staff, and Steve Bannon, a White House advisor to Trump, former White House deputy chief of staff Dan Scavino, and former Defense Department official Kash Patel were also subpoenaed and instructed to produce materials and appear for depositions, according to committee chairman Denny Thompson. A mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol back on January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Nearly 600 people have been arrested on charges tied to the attack. Peruvian authorities on Thursday said they had decided to cremate the body of Abimael Guzman, the founder of the Shining Path, a rebel group that killed tens of thousands of people in the 1980s and 1990s, and spread his ashes in an undisclosed location. The cremation would end more than a week of controversy over what to do with the body of one of the most reviled figures. Guzman, who was 86, died September the 11th from a life sentence in prison for terrorism. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.